I was watching a story. I don't know who's heard of, on the news about the little kid that was 9 years old. His name was, I think it was Quaden Bales from Australia. He's 9 years old, and his mom filmed him after being bullied at school. Did anybody see that video? Anybody hear about that? So I've heard a rumor that they're just making it up or whatever. I don't know if that's true or not. As far as I know, it's true, and he wasn't making anything up, but basically, he has a form of dwarfism, and so he's smaller than all the other kids, and he gets picked on apparently a lot. And anyway, his mom made this video, and the kids in the video is crying and saying he wishes he was dead. She said that he tried to kill himself like three times. The kid's 9 years old, and wanted to kill himself three, tried to kill himself three different times. And so it really broke my heart to see that kid in such pain. And really, the reason why it was happening is because of bullying. And bullying is a big thing today. And cyberbullying and just the way kids can go over the top nowadays is way worse than it ever has been. And a lot of kids will kill themselves because they're bullied at school over some video that they were in or some whatever. But, you know, a lot of kids do that these days. And, you know, nothing, these bullies, you know, are driving people to kill themselves. It's a wicked sin. And I think that it's really sad to see a little 9-year-old kid who doesn't want to live because he's being bullied like that. I think it's wicked. And I would just like to say to that kid that, hey, there's hope in Jesus Christ. You know, in heaven, nobody's going to be making fun of you. Nobody's going to be bullying you in heaven. And, you know, you know, this life might be hard for you, but, you know, if you put your faith in Christ, he'll give you everlasting life. And you'll make a whole new set of friends that aren't going to bully you. And so I really hope that that kid gets saved. I'd like to be able to reach him somehow and just let him know about Jesus, because it's really sad in this world that so many people are without hope and without hope to the fact that they would actually kill themselves. It's really sad. I hope that kid gets saved, and I hope he calls upon the name of the Lord and trusts him as a savior. So I'm going to go on to point number three tonight from the sermon. So suicide is hurtful to your family. Point number three is suicide's hurtful to your family. Let's look at Acts chapter 1. That's where we read from verse number 18. The Bible reads, "Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that the field is called in the proper tongue Eclodama, and that is to say, the field of blood." I probably didn't say that right. I didn't say it like Eli and CJ, but I have a hard time with that word for some reason. But Aceldama or Aquadama, whatever, however you want to say it. Anyway, it means the field of blood. So the reason why I picked this is because, you know, someone found Judas's body, and people knew the details about it. It's pretty gross, isn't it? He burst asunder. He hung himself, the Bible says. And at some point, that rope snapped or something, and he fell and burst asunder. That means that he kind of blew up or whatever. And it says, burst asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. That means his guts came out. It's pretty gross. I'm sorry. But it's, you know, the Bible. So don't be too offended. But the picture is that, you know, and it's called the field of blood. Why do they call it the field of blood? Because when you fall and all your guts come out, there's blood all over the place too. Now, this man killed himself, and I'm sure, you know, I'm just saying, you know, he was a wicked person. He betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. He sold him out for money, and I don't feel sorry for him one bit. But the point I want to say is this, is when someone kills himself, someone has to find your body. And I'll tell you what, it's pretty wicked of someone to kill themselves and not care who it is that finds their body. Hey, your child could come in and find your body. Do you want that to happen? Are you so selfish that you would just allow your own child to come in and find your dead body? That's disgusting. That's wicked. Hey, if you're going to kill yourself, make sure your kids aren't going to find you, for crying out loud. Or your wife. You know, the last thing that they're going to think of is your dead corpse. They don't want to think about that for the rest of their life. Suicide is hurtful to the family members that they leave behind. And, you know, people are so selfish when they're selfish, first of all, for committing suicide in the first place, but then to just let their own children find their dead bodies or their best friend or whatever. You know, the friend that hung himself 2 years ago, my brother found him dead, hanging, and who knows how long he was there for and what he looked like. You know what my brother has to go through his life every single day thinking about that. You think he wanted to think about that for the rest of his life? It affects him. It bothers him. And I understand why. And so don't be a selfish person and commit suicide, first of all. But if you're going to commit suicide, you know, make sure that your son or daughter or wife or some loved one doesn't find your dead body. That's going to affect them for the rest of their life. And it will haunt them and torture them for the rest of their life. And you know what? You don't necessarily need to pick who finds you and how, and you know, look, you don't get to pick who finds you, and you don't also know what shape your body's going to be in when they find you. Like Judas. I mean, he hung himself. You know, most of the time when people hang themselves, you find them, they're hanging. But he hung himself and he burst asunder. You know, he didn't know how to tie a knot properly or something. And then he burst asunder and all of his guts were everywhere. And people found him. And you know why they called that place the Field of Blood? Because it was filled with blood. And because it was the price of blood.